Earth and sky.
Well, the moon is our closest celestial neighbor, yet it is, I think, less understood than Mars. And we don't know everything about the moon, not even close.
You're listening to space scientist Anthony Colaprete of NASA, and this is Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science. Dr. Colaprete led a mission to find water on the moon by crashing a piece of a spacecraft into it and studying the plume of debris. The mission is called LCROSS, the Lunar Crater Observing and Sensing Satellite, and Dr. Colaprete spoke more about it with Earth Sky's Jorge Salazar.
Dr. Colaprete, welcome to Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science.
Thank you for having me.
Now, why have scientists sent a spacecraft to impact with the moon?
Well, it all started about 11 or 12 years ago, back in 1998, when a very small spacecraft called Lunar Prospector indicated the concentrations of hydrogen near the poles of the moon. And actually, I should say it even goes back further than that, actually, going back to the 1940s and 50s, and then later during the Apollo era, people speculated that the craters at the poles of the moon would be very dark, shadowed, and very cold, and excellent cold traps for volatiles. And then in 1994, a spacecraft called Clementine did a radar experiment, and those radar experiments indicated the possibility of water ice in one of these craters. And then that brings us to this mission I mentioned, Lunar Prospector, back in 1998, that confirmed there were definitely hydrogen concentrations at the poles, but we just don't know what the hydrogen is. We know it's hydrogen, but we don't know if it's water ice or clays or organics or protons from the sun. So that's where LCROSS comes in, is there was an opportunity to go to the moon with LRO. We proposed to reach out and touch the material inside of one of these dark craters, essentially lifted up into sunlight so that it can be examined and really try to understand what is this hydrogen that's been detected. Is it indeed water ice or is it something else? And that is what LCROSS is all about.
How will the findings of LCROSS, this lunar crater observation and sensing mission, on whether the debris from that impact contains water, how will those findings affect future missions of space exploration?
It affects it in a couple different ways. First of all, there's a very compelling scientific study here that LCROSS is. It's trying to understand the source of this hydrogen. The moon is a time capsule, a fossilized time capsule or imprint of Earth, how Earth was 3.8 billion years ago or so. And by able to understand what the nature is of this hydrogen, we're actually looking into the past of the entire inner solar system. Is there really water ice there, or is it just captured protons from the sun that have accumulated? What does that mean with respect to the accumulation of water and the oceans on Earth, or the delivery of water to Mars and Venus and so on? And so it actually will be the first step in a series of steps to further our understanding and appreciation of how the solar system, the inner solar system in particular, and the planet Earth have evolved from its inception, its birth. And so it's actually very exciting that way. Also, in terms of future exploration of the moon, it's very important. Water is an incredibly important resource, and if we want to go to places for extended periods like the moon or even to Mars, we really want to be able to take advantage of resources that are available there. It's called in-situ resource utilization. It takes a lot of fuel to fly anywhere, and the fuel we use on most of our rockets is liquid oxygen and hydrogen, and those are the components of water. So if we can actually find water on the moon, we could potentially utilize these to manufacture fuel in situ. That water then can be, or that fuel then can be used to enable missions elsewhere, like Mars or even beyond Mars. This could be very important for Mars sample return, for example, or just even eventually human outposts on the moon, or even looking out further at Mars. So it's very important we understand what the resources are on any of these bodies in terms of being able to explore them, which furthers science. So they're very coupled. Also, LCROSS is really the first step in being able to understand the moon and how to explore it better. It's not too dissimilar to how the Mars program has evolved over the last couple decades. LCROSS will examine really just two places at the pole. And depending on those results, that will guide us how we further examine those places. Do we need to go back with a rover? Do we need to go back with another lander? Do we need to do sample return? So that's LCROSS will be very enabling in that way, or directing in that way. It will be give a strategic direction as to how to further explore the poles of the moon.
There have been some complaints that this mission is to, quote, bomb the moon. What's your response to that?
Well, certainly we are not a bomb. We have no explosives. We work very, very hard to dry out the spacecraft, the spent upper stage, to decomplicate our experimental results. There are approximately every week a meteor strike on the moon of comparable size as to the impact we're going to make. So really, LCROSS is just an artificial meteorite, one of, like I said, about 20 or so that hit the moon every year of this size. There are countless meteors that strike the moon and have much, much greater energies and have left much larger scars on the moon than are in the form of craters than we will. So, no, we are certainly not a bomb. We are more akin to an artificial meteorite. The only difference between us and a natural meteorite is we know exactly where and when the strike's going to occur, so we can actually be looking with observatories, telescopes, etc., to actually understand what comes from it.
You've been listening to Anthony Colaprete, principal investigator of the LCROSS mission to find water on the moon by crashing a piece of a spacecraft into it and studying the plume of debris. To subscribe to this and other free science interview podcasts, visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Deborah Bird. Earth Sky is a clearer voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.